From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Myanmar pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi joined millions of her fellow citizens voting in what has been described as the country's first free and fair election in a quarter of a century. Her vote was a personal first for the 70-year-old democracy icon. She has been and was under house arrest during Myanmar's last free election in 1990. VOA's Steve Herman reports from Yangon on what position Aung San Suu Kyi might have in a new government if her National League for Democracy party wins the day's votings.
The question is not whether the NLD is able to be the largest vote-getter among the 90 or more parties that are contesting in this parliamentary election. The question is whether they can capture two-thirds of the parliamentary seats to overcome this distinct advantage that the military and the government have, because a fifth of these seats are reserved for them. So they need this two-thirds and majority to really get through parliament what they want, and more critically, be able to select who will be the next president of Myanmar.
That was Steve Herman reporting. In spite of increasing indications that a bomb destroyed a Russian passenger airliner last week high over the Sinai Peninsula, the head of Egypt's investigative team says no definitive conclusions have been reached. All 224 people aboard the jet that was departing Sharm el-Sheikh, headed for St. Petersburg, Russia, died. Foreign intelligence reports first raised the theory that a bomb exploded aboard the jet based on overheard chatter by known terrorists shortly after the crash. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility. And again, all died. This is VOA News.